feel like today.
Kate Delaney, were you busy on the computer today frantically ordering some Christmas presents or holiday presents, I guess is the PC term. If you were, you weren't alone. Cyber Monday was huge. Sales were up 20%. So despite the economy and what's happening with foreclosures and people struggling to meet their mortgages, somebody's making some money that they're able to spend. Obviously, they wouldn't be able to report those figures. However, they could be a little bit slanted. Maybe it's people who have the big bucks in the first place taking advantage of the sales. But we're not going to talk about sales here on America Tonight from the get-go. As we ease out of Thanksgiving and into the stretch through the end of the year, it's been 90-plus days since the Afghanistan war has been discussed with this president as to what is the strategy, the general on the ground. The main general, Stanley McChrystal, was there putting together his assessments, meeting with the troops, meeting with his commanders on the ground, and it took our president months to meet with him. Well, that's water under the bridge now at this point, right? Because there's been nine strategies, so-called think tank strategy sessions, war councils, whatever you want to call them, whatever the buzzword is of the day. Bottom line is, tomorrow, addressing the nation, the president will do that and talk about where we're going as far as the strategy is concerned for our role in Afghanistan, obviously. And now you have reports of more of the Taliban leaders starting to jump like frogs, moving across the border, moving into Pakistan, which many of the guests on America Tonight, the guys like Frank Gaffney and Jed Babin, people who have worked in the Defense Department under a couple of our presidents, have talked about Pakistan as being the really where the hunting ground, if you will, should have been. So that aside, ultimately, what do you hope the strategy is here? Initially, I had heard, and I had talked about this, a good source from the Pentagon telling me there wasn't going to be a lot of troops, extra troops that were going to be added. In fact, it would be closer to 20, maybe 25,000. Now there may be 10,000 more than that. 35,000 or so is what the leak is. It's perfect because it's not the tip amount that McChrystal wanted at 45. It's below that, and that means there's some wiggle room for some politics there if things don't quite work out. It's been a couple of rough months in Afghanistan with ambushes on the Americans, certainly, and others, some of the NATO folks as well. You know, we've talked about it, sadly, rocket fires, being trapped, not having enough air support. So what I want to know is what's going to happen to the guys on the ground. What's going to happen to the troops that are there? And I think it's a mixed bag across the country. I've talked to a lot of people in different areas. I call them the quadrants. How do you feel in the South, in the West, in the Midwest, in the East? And there are some definite opinions floating around as to, is this long overdue surge, could it win the war? Is it a long time coming, or is it too little too late at this point? And is it time to say, c'est la vie? Or can we really afford to cede this territory back to Al-Qaeda, if you will? And I've often wondered about this as far as the folks who suffered deeply, the loss of sons and daughters, etc., as a result of 9/11, what they feel and what they want to see happen in Afghanistan. And I think the answer is, much as people don't want to admit this, and there are some that might not fall into this category, most frankly, it's a human emotion, and it's one that I feel as somebody who was in New York and saw what happened. You want that revenge. I mean, don't we all want Osama bin Laden's head on a platter? Of course we do. And why was Osama bin Laden? What happened for the most powerful nation on the face of the earth? How has this leader not been captured after all of these years in between? So this new strategy will be, like I said, announced on Tuesday, and it includes deploying, we know it includes deploying more troops to that area, and also supposedly laying out some sort of a path toward disengagement. So a beginning and end, the middle, I guess, is what we're going to hear. Obviously, those on the Beltway are definitely expressing their opinions, and some of them very different, and this has been the This is what we've seen all along, too, down this road. Senator Kyle and Senator Baugh, here's what they had to say on one of the Sunday Swirl shows just the other day.
Let me divide it into two pieces, Chris. First of all, we'll want to hear the details. Will he follow the recommendations of General Petraeus and General McChrystal in moving at least 40,000 troops into the area as quickly as possible and add the other two key elements, both the political and the economic elements of counterinsurgency? But in a broader way, the second part of this I'm going to be looking for is as follows. Let's don't have talk of a phased deployment. We'll send a few troops immediately, and then we'll see what happens, see how it plays out, maybe send some more. That's kind of reminiscent of Vietnam, that escalation, that slow escalation didn't work there. You need to put in everybody you can as quickly as you can and deliver a knockout punch to the enemy. Secondly, talk of an exit strategy is exactly the wrong way to go, and I hear that in the media. I certainly hope the president doesn't do that, because all that does is signal to the enemies and also to our allies, to the folks in Pakistan as well as the Afghanis, that we're not there to stay until the mission is accomplished. And they've got to know that we will be there for them until the mission is accomplished, or they'll make other arrangements, and it won't be to our benefit.
This is a very complex situation, so I'm looking forward to hearing the president's rationale for choosing the strategy that he has. I think he's going to adopt the optimal strategy, but there are other good arguments, and I'd like to hear him address those. That's number one. Number two, I'd like to hear him address the costs of the situation and be very forthright with the American people about that. Number three, and probably most important, Chris, how are we going to keep the pressure on the Afghans and the Pakistanis? Because ultimately, this is not up to us. Ultimately, it's up to them. And there I agree with much of what John said. I think we need to get the troops in the field as quickly as we can. There are some issues there about the capacity, the infrastructure in Afghanistan to absorb them right away, but get them there as quickly as we can. My slight area of disagreement, though, is we have to keep the pressure on the Afghans and the PACs to do their part. If we just give them an open check and basically say, we're going to be there forever, don't worry about it, well, then they're going to back off some of the hard things they have to do. So it's a fine balance. We've got to show that we have the determination to see this through on the one hand, but keep the pressure on them to do their part. And by talking about an exit strategy under the right set of circumstances, I think you do that.
Well, let's break it down.
All right, so that was good. Two opinions, slightly different. The phased deployment, I agree. We don't want to see little increments. That was my problem with what I was hearing as far as the 20,000 or 25,000 might go. So if Senator John Kyle, I'm on board with what he's saying. I don't think you want to see the phased deployment. Just let them all go. If whatever it is, whatever the amount is going to be, just get them over there. Don't use them as replacement players. When a couple of units are hit, let's move some other people in. No. I think you need big-time backup. And that's why McChrystal was asking for that many, knowing that some of the deep, deep areas in the mountains they were going to, they needed more boots on the ground. Exit strategy, a mistake or not, certainly not a date. That would be ridiculous. But I think there needs to be some sort of an end game here. Some sort of a, even if it's just a statement, we're going to stay there till we win, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I think there needs to be some cap on all of this. 800-259-5791. You can flip me your opinions.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
About Afghanistan and some other things that are making a big water cooler buzz. I hope you had a chance to kick back and relax with your families over the long holiday weekend. Here's the digits to call to jump in with your two cents on any of the things that we're mentioning here in America Tonight. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So we'll see ultimately what the big pronouncements are on Tuesday, but here's the problem. The problem is we're there, and the who I worry about the most in all of this, of course, is the troops themselves. I mean, the families back home, the sacrifices that have been made over the 8 years. I mean, the idea was terrorism is an elusive enemy. Now they have come in and shattered our peaceful nation by doing what they did on 9/11 8 years ago. And one, how much safer are we today? And two, what have we done to get the bad guys? I mean, let's face it. This is like a Western. And we want the hero, which we supposedly would be the United States, right, in this scenario, to snuff out those that would try to do us harm and to take away our freedoms, freedoms that we all enjoyed, that we just enjoyed with the turkey dinner, with the 10,000 football games, hanging out with the crew, etc. Things that, guess what, a lot of other people don't get to do because of how their way of life is in other countries, where they don't have the freedoms that we have in the United States. Thus, why so many people we're such a magnet to draw people in, because remember the whole thing about the land of opportunity. I still think it's true, and I don't want to see the land of opportunity go away. Then I don't want to see our freedoms go away, and the cost of freedom is a dear one. We know that. Many of you listening have fought. Many of you are going back. You've called this this show. So ultimately, in talking about Afghanistan, I am very curious as to what this outline is going to be, again, based on the really good information that I got from somebody at the Pentagon. And this has been 90 days plus of going back and forth over all of this. All right, let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hi, hon. Glad you're back. I got a couple things I want to talk about. I'm beside myself. I'm wondering what kind of country I'm living in. You can calm me down, or you can tell me that you can redirect me. I don't want to go off in too many tangents. I've been thinking about calling you all day. I mentioned a book by Robert Chittum, who wrote, it was called Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. Mm-hmm. I mentioned it again and again and again because he thinks that Hispanics are going to take the Southwest, African Americans will take the South, and a broad swath of the North and the Northwest will be for white folks. This is not a racial call. I don't have to explain how I feel about race.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm worried about my country when a man can go in to a coffee shop and execute four officers with headshots. Now, you can say, Mark, how do you know they're headshots? They all had body armor on, from what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't shoot him in the armpits. He didn't shoot him in the hands. He shot him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
What? This is not the first shooting of police officers. And I remember listening to a group out of New York City. It was a very liberal group called the Campaign to Demilitarize the Police. They didn't like the paramilitary, how the police were going house to house. And if you look at these manhunts, it looks very like much like what goes on in Afghanistan and Iraq. But I have to wonder, as a private gun owner and someone who believes in the Second Amendment, the right to self-defense, this is going to send all – it should send everyone in America off the rails, because – you're only going to get more of that with the police now. This animal did this. There's another something you folks should read, and if I could just mention it. It's an article in the new issue of National Review. It's called Jihad Incorporated. It's by Alex Alexiev. The points he makes in the article, which I don't have time to go through all of it, are similar to what Stephen Emerson wrote in American Jihad. If I could just quote one part of this paragraph. He talks about how Saudi-funded imams in this country look to the dawah, which is to Islamic jargon, is to convert infidels to Islam. And this is one which you must read, you must listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It said they tend to be groups seen as aggrieved and alienated from society, such as minorities and prison inmates. The Islamists are going after those types of folks. And this has been proven again and again and again. Black Americans became an early focus and were considered especially promising. Two subgroups of the black population were targeted in particular, those in the penitentiary system and members of the Nation of Islam, end quote. Now, I told you this wasn't a racial call, but this is the first time that a black man has purposely executed white officers. My point is this, basically, to all the cops, now they have to look at everybody cockeyed, all right? But this has been going on. Now, I don't know if this is – well, it was domestic terrorism. He had help. He had training. He knew what he was doing. And for God's sakes, he shot these officers. What? I wouldn't shoot anybody unless my life was in danger.
Right.
This was an execution of the police forces.
Yeah.
Now, I know I've said, you know, some things about police force, like we have bad officers.
Sure.
I'm not even going to go there. The point is, what kind of country are we living in? We're worried about Afghanistan and Iraq. Our country's falling apart here.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, when they catch this guy, I want him tortured. I want to know who helped him and where the information he got to learn his trade. And if there wasn't, and I know people are going to say, oh, Mark, you're looking for an Islamic terrorism under every bed. And some people say that he was told to do this because, you know, to foment what you're talking about. I don't care. I want to know, where the hell are we going, Kate?
I agree. And his officers, I mean, it's can you imagine how terrible that is, obviously, for their families, and what how nuts is this? This guy was shot in the abdomen. What was his name? Maurice Clemens.
Right.
And now they're speculating he might have died and all this other nonsense. But like you said, what is the network of people that were helping him? I want to know that as well. But you just said it. I don't care if we have to torture him. We have to get that information out. But see, that's the thing. How do you get this information? I mean, how did he have access to the rifles, the guns, the handguns? Like you said, the training. I mean, it's unfortunate, but he's obviously steps ahead of them.
Listen to this. This is just Oh, really quick. First of all, Huckabee, he's finished. He commuted the guy's sentence. He's done. I was never a fan of his anyway. He's finished his political career. But this small department, they had about 100 officers, roughly. Four of them were killed. That's 4%, okay? 4% is 4 out of 100. That's equivalent. If you took the New York City Police Department, about 41,000 officers, let's just say, that's equivalent of killing 1,600 of them. Just look at the numbers, America. This is not acceptable. It's just not acceptable. We are going to break up. I mean, I've talked about the Oath Keepers, who are police and military that will not obey or take an unconstitutional order to illegally search and disarm Americans. I stand with them. I stand with, you know, these guys, people just go, for God's sakes, they were cops, they were going to work. I mean, Kate? I mean, where the hell are we going?
I agree, they didn't deserve that, absolutely. And you make a good point about Huckabee and obviously his clemency record. You're right, when you said the word he's done, he was high on the list for a lot of people for the Republican side coming up in our next election, but I don't think so. I think this is going to, that kills those chances.
Right. I could go on, but I'll have more information, and I appreciate your time, giving me your time. But we have to look at every aspect of this, because this country, we're tearing ourselves apart, and I always talk about self-defense and carrying your weapon. These are cops. I mean, you know, I would say to my friend tonight, you know what, I'm just going to stay home and watch Bugs Bunny cartoons. What difference does it make? I mean, you're going to go out, you can have all the guns you want. If someone's determined to do this to you, they're going to do it. So the gun control people can freak out. The underlying aspect of who's taught this guy to go do this and why? I mean, are they? It is a racial thing. It happens more often than people want to recognize. If I went out and shot four black police officers tomorrow with my guns, you're not going to hear the end of it till the 2015. But this this is not. It's just not acceptable in the country. So if anyone's got any information or would like to, you know, bring something up, hey, you know what? And find out where he got this idea to do this, because it's not acceptable, Kate. I'll see.
I agree. I'm glad you brought that up, actually, Mark. Thanks. And the people that were killed, sadly, Sergeant Mark Reniger, just 39 years old. The officers, Ronald Owens, 37. Tina Griswold was just 40. Greg Richards, 42. How did this happen? A horrible, horrible thing, obviously, out of Seattle. We'll talk more about that and Huckabee and the clemency side of it too as well, coming up in just a few minutes.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Coming up, we have a dungeon moment on America Tonight, plus a follow-up on Serena Williams, of all people, who gets a record fine, no doubt, for swearing at a lines person at the U.S. Open this past year. We talked about it a long, long time ago because the U.S. Open was back in September. It finished up, and I'll explain all that. Also, Climate Gate, the scientific establishment. Are they compromised beyond belief? I love this from the White House. They still believe that climate change is happening. We're headed to Copenhagen, even though our scientists, or at least some of them anyway, in the UK, the emails were leaked that showed, oof, what do? It's not really as bad as we thought. I'll also dive into that a little bit later on the show. We're talking about Afghanistan and what to do. A big bill. People hanging out in the mountains, people we care about trying to win a war following orders, and yet they don't have what they need to carry out what General McChrystal feels the United States needs, and needs a helping hand from other countries, by the way, to walk away from this thing with a victory. Is that really realistic? What is the end game, the strategy here? All will be revealed to us on Tuesday. 800-259-5791. And Mark brought it up, and I think it's one of the saddest things that I've heard in a long time. What in the world happened with those police officers, a cop killer? They still cannot find this guy, and the story is so strange. His name, as I mentioned before, Maurice Clements. What drove him to do this? How did he trained to do what he was doing, all the ammunition, etc., and guns he amassed and whatever. And I don't even think of it as a gun issue. I think of it also as why was he released early. The governor of Arkansas was Mike Huckabee. This puts him right in the middle of this, and a lot of people are scratching their heads because he was given a 108-year sentence, so he was out. And unfortunately, you had, over the weekend, the SWAT team and all police all over the place staking out a house thinking that Clemens was there, and of course, he wasn't inside. And there's been this manhunt in a couple of different states, and they're trying to find him. And he's a guy who was allowed to walk despite his crime spree, like I said, in Arkansas, that gave him the 108-year prison sentence. He was released early. His sentence was commuted. So why was he on the street in the first place? Why was he out? And this assassination of these four officers, they were working on their laptop computers at the start of their shifts. And apparently, this Clemens guy was described as erratic in the past couple of months and had been arrested earlier in the year, on charges that he slammed a sheriff's deputy in the face, punched him squarely in the face. So he indicated, He the night before the shooting that he was going to shoot police and watch the news. He told the Tacoma newspaper that that's what he was going to do. So he singled out the officers, spared some of the other people and other customers at a coffee shop at a place that was about 35 miles south of Seattle. Then he took off, but he was hit in the abdomen, in the torso, somewhere in that area, by one of the officers that was dying. Can you imagine these officers just starting a shift, not thinking, of course anything can happen, but certainly not out trying to arrest somebody, not in a dangerous situation, and yet nothing to show for this. Police are frantically chasing leads, looking at hundreds of locations, following up at on all kinds of tips. Blocking off a park where people thought they saw this creep, and looking at the hospitals telling the hospitals there could be a guy that's looking for some kind of relief because of this gunshot wound. What you have to find out is what drove this guy to do this. What was this that happened that pushed him here? How did he, as Mark said, how did he get this training? And then, of course, the angle of his sentence being commuted. And this certainly is something that will bite Huckabee, who is on the short list for the Republican Party, for the GOP, as a race for the presidency in 2012. And this Huckabee, I went and looked at his website, and he did release a statement saying should he be found to be responsible for this horrible tragedy, it'll be the result of a series of failures in the criminal justice system in both Arkansas and Washington State. So in getting leniency from Huckabee, Clemens wrote the parole board that he was a misguided fool when he committed the crimes and learned through the school of hard knocks to appreciate and respect the rights of others. This is what the a guy who gunned down, allegedly, the four cops said that got him out. So he was paroled. He was released in 2004. Awful. All right, let's take a couple. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom in Kansas. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. Are you going to ask me if anyone nailed the score?
Well, yeah. I know I didn't, because I didn't get in last week. I guess I missed it.
You didn't get in last week, and this was an interesting game, certainly, with the Patriots and the Saints. And the Saints are now 11-0.
That was the game?
That was the game. That was the game. And this week, Thursday is our normal day, so you'll be able to get in. Tom, because you called us, and I know it's hard for you to get up, nobody nailed the score this week. Nobody got it.
Well, the week before, I nailed the Philadelphia-Chicago score 24-20. too bad it wasn't the game
the
of the
game.
Week.
Exactly. I love that Tom called in. Tom, don't worry. Keep your fingers crossed because we have more games to go. You might be a winner. Okay.
Got 5 weeks to go in the regular season, right?
That's right. So, and they're going to be all the way through Thursday night, except for Christmas. It won't be on Christmas, but we'll tell you when it'll be on that week. Okay?
You have a great night.
All right, you too. It's interesting. It's kind of a segue here. The Saints beat the Patriots 38-17, and nobody had that score. But I do have some winners to announce for the books anyway. A little bit later on. We do that on Thursday nights, as an aside here to lighten the load. We're talking about such heavy things, and the computer randomly picks the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You just pick what team you think will win and what you think the final score will be. If you nail the score, you win a cell phone, along with movie tickets and all kinds of gift certificates to restaurants across the U.S. All right, so as usual, we're zigging and zagging all over the place. Stu in Kentucky, hello.
Hey, Kate, I just want to call and say I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, I hope you did too.
Actually, we did. We had a really good Thanksgiving, and I just want to I'm kind of in a good mood this week, and I just want to tell you I appreciate everything you do. Like I said before, you give us a soapbox to get up and raise hell on, and that means a lot to us. Somebody listens to us and lets us still say Merry Christmas and all that stuff on there. I want to tell you, yesterday was great. Actually, the whole weekend was great. Had family in. We took Riley yesterday. She was christened yesterday, and that was really cool. So
cool.
I was, I was kind of a happy, proud papa, you know.
Man, no good for you.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, I just, I'm not much on the health care thing. They're dragging me down on that, so.
I know. The health care thing is beating us over the head. I'll tell you what we were talking about. Mark called in, and one of the saddest things, sadly, while we were all celebrating Thanksgiving, is what happened with the four police officers just outside of Seattle. They were gunned down in cold blood by this guy. Who was released early, was granted clemency from Huckabee, who at the time was the governor of Arkansas, and he just assassinated in cold blood, Stu, four
He was a rapist,
officers.
Too, wasn't he?
Yes.
Just
yes.
That's, I feel bad for the families without a doubt, and, I'm kind of hard nosed when it comes to the laws. I think they should do think guys like that, but I feel bad for the families. I think and kids without a dad, especially the holidays. It's just and wives without husbands or husbands without their wives. Either way it goes, I think it's just it's a terrible thing, man. I mean, it just you kind of look around, everything keeps spinning so fast, and you're like, how the hell, where's this country going so fast?
I know.
And so many things happening, I agree a lot with Mark on a lot of things, and one thing I say Mark's absolutely right on is, when things happen, every time something happens with a firearm, and like I said, I am a strong Second Amendment advocate, man, strong. I believe in, my right to bear arms, like I said, I'm a proud carry concealed weapon owner. My wife is too, and a permit holder. And I just, when they do that, it makes it harder on us guys that really do try to do things right, be honest, and carry our firearms right. That's the sad part of it, as well. And the worst part is the families losing their spouses and parents, whatever. But, I appreciate you, Kate. Thanks for everything.
All right, Stu, thanks. I appreciate you too, buddy, and congratulations on the christening. That is a very proud papa, as you said. And it had to sound like it was a great weekend with the family, just relaxing. That's how my weekend was, and I hope a lot of you found that you had the same opportunity to spend it with your families too. Coming up on the flip side, the crazy Tiger Woods mess. We'll talk about it. Stay with us.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together 2 family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
All right, should we really care about Tiger Woods' private life? As somebody who just came back from Orlando, it was crazy. Everybody was all over this story. I wasn't too far away from where Tiger Woods lives, and he's pulled out of an upcoming golf tournament, the Chevron World Challenge, because he's got injuries that he got during the accident. And, of course, now everybody's speculating as to what really went on with his wife. And in case you hadn't heard the story, Tiger Woods, at about 2:30 in the morning on Friday morning, hit the fire hydrant right there at his house and hit a tree, and the 2 side windows, the passenger windows, were slammed out. And when an ambulance arrived, because a neighbor called, they had a 911 call. When they arrived, it looked like his wife was tending to him. He went to the hospital, and now these stories have broken about another woman who he hooked up with, apparently, allegedly, whatever. The National Enquirer, they are all over these guys and affairs, did the story on this hostess in New York who had been with other athletes, and what most people think is his wife flipped out, hit the windows of the car, and had chased him out of the house and was going after him for confronting him on the affair or whatever, and he was getting in his car and taking off somewhere. But who knows, because Let me tell you one thing about Tiger Woods people. They are tighter than a drum. Everything is on lockdown. So the police, the troopers, went back to talk to him, and they were rebuffed several times. Now, he doesn't have to, by Florida law, do that. He just has to turn over. They need a copy of the license and the insurance and all that stuff, but he doesn't have to speak to them. So this story gets curious and much more curious. But, you know, is this really any of our business? Should we really care? Tell you what, the neighbor really opened up the can of worms because the neighbor called after hearing him run into a fire hydrant, and that's what he did. He apparently sprung a lot of leaks in doing that, and there have been a bunch of sources who say that the news of trouble at home is no surprise. He's a pro athlete going down that very tricky path. So we'll talk about it in a second. First, let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, you know, on November 30th, Winston Churchill, G. Gordon Liddy, and Tomas were born. So, just
is that right? Congratulations, happy birthday! We did not know that. Do we have some applause for Tomas? That's great. That's a good birthday, November 30th. That's sweet. Happy birthday! Monday, right after Thanksgiving, and I hope you had a good day.
Yeah. I spent the day listening to J-Lo music, and I'm going to have to stop taking part in that football thing you have, because apparently golf clubs are very dangerous weapons, you know.
No kidding, huh?
Maybe you should change it to, like, you know, ping pong table or something, a book on badminton or something like that. It's
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, you know. But I'm not going to bring any more golf clubs in the house, that's for sure.
I like that. I agree. Dangerous weapons. Remember Jack, who was it? It was Jack Nicholson who got angry with somebody. Some crazy driver cut him off or something. Remember? And he slapped the windshield with a golf club of somebody a couple of years ago. And that made big news. So you're right. Maybe they are dangerous weapons.
Right. We should have like a contest on the best Tiger Woods joke, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like
a lot of them.
His putter got him in trouble, or he was green, or something like that, you know.
But up, bump, I like it.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of this General McChrystal, okay? If you want to see word for word his rules of engagement, you can go to Michael Yon's site. That's Y-O-N. I'm sure you've heard of him. And if you go to the latest tab, you hit that, and you scroll down, and you see word for word, you know, that – He is tying our hands. In Vietnam, we had many generals like him who, you know, just, okay, well, we don't want to, you know, create any bad feeling toward our troops from the civilians. So they figured if they tied our hands, it would be better. But from the civilian's point of view, Kate, it's much better if you go and kill the bad guys, okay? Because if the civilian sees you acting stupid and letting the bad guys kill you, okay, then, you know, and it says that you can't go into a house without an Afghan. You can't, you know, call in artillery. You can't call in close air support. So how's a civilian think? Well, he's thinking the Taliban is just as powerful as the Marines.
Because, that's right.
You know, I mean, and it's, you know, that you can't shoot them if they're walking away after planting a bomb. In some instances, you can't shoot unless they have a weapon. In other words, they can run into a house and fire over the wall at you, then walk right out of the house, right? What are you going to do? You can't do it. You don't know if there's a civilian there. You see, I mean, this is not the way to win a war. And if you notice, the liberals never talk about winning the war. They always talk about ending a war, you know? And there's a big difference between ending a war. If you put that white flag up, you can end a war. But it's a little bit more difficult to win one.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
I'll leave you with that.
The problem is I'm wondering how they're going to fill in the blanks in this news conference to the – not news conference, this address to the nation. I'll be very curious after all the painstaking meetings at the tail end of this past month, what's going to actually come out of this. I'm hearing mixed things, so we'll see.
I heard that Obama already sent what he was going to do out to the military commands.
Yeah, he did.
I found interesting because maybe he's going to be doing something that no one expects. Maybe he's going to start withdrawing, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe he's just going to do the same thing he did in Iraq and says, well, we're getting out of there. And although I think that's the best thing to do because I don't think you can nation build when Islam is part of the Constitution. You know, if you have freedom of religion, I think it's a good thing to nation build because we let the Germans continue with Nazism and we didn't let the Japanese continue with Tojoism, but we are letting the Iraqis and the Afghanistans continue with this Islamic bent they have. And, you know, if it was roads and bridges and infrastructure that created a modern society that could get along with everyone else, Saudi Arabia would be a beacon of light. But it isn't, is it?
No, boy, that's well said about Saudi Arabia. Absolutely. Good analogy there. Tomas, we'll see you on our next show or two. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-259-5791. We're up against it, but keep that number handy should you want to throw in your 2 cents. To finish up on the Tiger Woods thing, in the 911 call released by the Florida Highway Patrol on Sunday, the neighbor of Tiger in this Orlando community told the dispatcher, I have a neighbor, he hit the tree, we came out here to see what was going on, I see him, he's laying down. The caller didn't say that the neighbor was Woods, but when asked if the victim was unconscious, the neighbor said yes. But parts of the call were kind of inaudible because there was a bad connection. And the questions that abound as to whether we care about Tiger Woods and is it our business or whatever is, you know, it's created by the mystery of not just saying what happened. So there is the curiosity of that. How did he lose control of his SUV at the speed that the airbags didn't deploy? Why were both rear windows, as I said, of the Cadillac Escalade smashed? And why not speak to the troopers? Where was he going? All that kind of stuff. And if the neighbor hadn't called, perhaps that this wouldn't have been such a big deal because who would have known? Could have been swept even more under the rug, further under the rug. But it comes on the heels of the story that was published in the National Enquirer that was saying, alleging that Woods had been seeing a nightclub hostess from New York and that they were together in Australia at the Australian Masters. Yeah. What was he doing with his putter? None of us know. And do we really care? Apparently, we do. Because I have never seen such media attention on Woods, other than when he's winning golf tournaments and wowing the crowds. He's not used to being on this side of the thing, and I'm sure he doesn't like the ugly publicity that's coming out, especially when it involves women, etc. And it probably would have been wise to just talk to the troopers and get it done with and move on, but instead they've created more of a mystery. Again, you can always shoot your thoughts to us here at America Tonight, americatonight.net.